We start the hour with those severe storms pummeling the Midwest and the Plains. Overnight, tornadoes ripped through the Dayton, Ohio area. Several were injured. At least one person died about 60 miles northwest of the city. At least 40 homes have been destroyed, but that number will go up. In Indiana, two tornadoes were reported to have swept through the town of Pendleton, about 35 miles northeast of Indianapolis. And severe storms have dumped heavy rain in Arkansas and Oklahoma, both states dealing with major flooding. Rachel Hubbard of KOSU in Oklahoma City joins us. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Robin.
And there in Oklahoma, you also had tornadoes. Two people killed in El Reno by a tornado on Saturday, 29 injured, a lot of people homeless. A second tornado hit Tulsa on Sunday. So you had rain before and after that rain for weeks, homeless people. Describe the situation there.
Well, people here are just weary of the severe weather. We've had more than 100 tornado warnings over the last 30 days, dozens of flood warnings. People's phones are just constantly going off. And so we start to kind of worry that people are becoming sort of immune to the warnings because they're so constant.
Yeah, we understand the levee system in Tulsa is being pushed to its limit. The mayor there asking people to prepare for the worst. What does that mean?
Well, the Keystone Dam, the Keystone Lake is just above Tulsa to the west, and there are two flooded rivers that are converging on that dam. The lake there is 34 feet above normal. Tulsa, 335% of its normal rainfall. And so these levees, they're having to release what amounts to about 2 million gallons per second of water out of the dam at Keystone. That means that these levees that were built in the 1940s are really at their limit, and they have been for days. 1986 was Tulsa's flood of record, and those levees were under heavy pressure for 12 hours. This one more than a week, and they anticipate that the levees will be under this kind of pressure until at least Thursday, and that's if there's no additional rainfall.
So are people supposed to leave, or what are they supposed to do?
Well, the Army Corps of Engineers is trying to stay on top of the leaks in these levees, but there's still seepage. They're trying to keep it under control. Police have been driving through the neighborhoods, warning people that they should leave. They've opened two shelters for people who are willing to evacuate voluntarily. Tulsa is a flood model. They've worked really hard to keep this infrastructure in place, but officials tell residents in these areas that they'll have very little time if the levee does actually breach.
Well, they only have to look, we understand, to Moffett, Oklahoma. There's about 120 people who live in that town, but it was submerged by Saturday afternoon. Is that the Arkansas River?
Yeah, that's along the Arkansas River, and that community is not alone. As you move downstream from Tulsa, the Arkansas and the Verdigris Rivers start to converge, and we have towns like Braggs. Braggs is totally an island. You can only access it by helicopter or boat at this point. They're totally shut off, and there are about 200 people that are stranded there. Weber's Falls, completely underwater. They're having to shower at a fire department some miles away, and this is continuing on into small towns in Arkansas.
Yeah, I was going to say people in Arkansas watching across the river, and that Arkansas River expected to crest tomorrow, an historic 20 feet above flood stage. So just tough times there. Just a quick question. How are farmers coping with this rain?
Well, many farmers, especially in the river bottom areas, have totally lost their crops, especially in the area around Muskogee. So there will be disaster assistance following this, but many people are concerned because they may not have crop insurance. We're receiving some reports that they were advised getting it, getting some sort of flood insurance. So we're checking into that.
Yeah. Rachel Hubbard of KOSU in Oklahoma City, where more rain is expected. Rivers are cresting. Towns already submerged. We wish you all the best there, Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you.